Okay, today we have an extremely important agenda. We have the, I'd like to do a little information that we should be aware of in determining probably, I could say probably tens if not hundreds of different products in the sugi, which we'll call, there are foods that have been, when does the bracha on a food change? In other words, applesauce and potato latkes, and different cereals and snacks, etc. We're talking today in a society that you don't get a food in the original form. You could have cornflakes and you could have candies, in fact, that have most of it is corn. The question simply, and Pringles and powdered potatoes, the situation of something that changed its form in processing. Now, basically, we started last week, but I want to make it user-friendly for those that weren't here last week. Basically, the rule of thumb is a food maintains its bracha. If you have a piece of potato and you make a small piece, it's a dhamma. The Gemara, in fact, says beferish, the Gemara in brachas of lametes. Prima rabba, prima zuta, irrespective of the size of it, a small piece of potato is nonetheless a boyer priya dhamma. And we mentioned the Gemara says, and we're just laying over that lashon because it's very crucial. The Gemara has a question: what bracha do you make on terima? Now, terima, the Gemara is not even sure what it is, but terima, the Gemara says, is something that you change the form. That's taflamet ches. If you don't have a Gemara, it's fine. The Gemara says, terima mai, what bracha do you make on terima? And the Gemara concludes, the hilchasa. Now what this means, again, it's basically you take the tamarim dates, you make a date sauce. Again, we're just going to substitute date sauce with applesauce because we don't have date sauce. So we will use the mussel of applesauce. Tamarim, even though it's not accurate, but I think it'll make it easy to understand. Zok the Gemara, on applesauce you make a bayer priya eitz. My taima. So Rashi explains, this trima didn't really change. In other words, as we explained, and that's the Pasha Tehezba, you took an apple, and you took the whole apple, and that's what you're eating, the whole apple. Why should I think a bracha on the apple changes? You take a whole apple, put it into the blender, and now you have applesauce, the chayra. So it's a bayer priya eitz. Why should I think it changes? So this is again a second halacha. If you take a fruit or a vegetable and you just change the shape, but it's still an apple, you make a bayer priya eitz. There's nothing to talk about. However, the Truma Sadeshan in a tshuva in Simen Chaf Tes picks up Rashi, which of course every word of Rashi is very precious. But here Rashi says something that obviously with a specific intention in mind. When Rashi teaches the word terima, Rashi doesn't say you take the apples and you grind it up and now it's a puree, now it's a liquid. Rashi's lashon is kol dava hakotosh kitzas ve'enei merusik. Rashi demachal terima, that's like towards the top. You didn't take the apple and you made it into a liquid or into a powder. So Rashi, hakotosh kitzas ve'enei merusik. It's not completely pulverized, it's not pureed, it's not liquefied. It's a regular applesauce. Zok the Trumas Adeshin, what is Rashi meaning to imply? Rashi obviously says ve'enei kotosh, ve'enei merusik, I'm sorry, it's not completely pulverized, who cares? Zok the Trumas Adeshin and Simen Chaf Tes, and this tshuva is the basis of today, and the basis of this sugya. Rashi is telling us it's true. If you make he talks about a plum sauce, apple sauce, it's all the same. If you take the apple and you chop it, you cook it, and there are still pieces, it's a bayer priya eitz. But, Zok der, if you take the fruit and you completely change the form, whether you make it into a powder, we'll soon see how that's possible. But just to give you a mussel, potato starch. What is potato starch? They take the potatoes, they dry it, and they take the liquid of it, whatever, after they evaporate the water, remains a powder. Okay? That's pure potato. There's nothing added. But that has changed into a powder. Or, better yet, you take an apple and you put it into the blender and you make a thick apple juice. No pieces. You make it into a liquid. Ah, you have the whole apple. Zav to Trumas Hadesh, and that's irrelevant. Rashi says, you know when something is a Bayer Priyate? Kotush Kitsas Ve'ene Merusik. What's wrong if it's merusik? What's wrong if it's now a liquid? What's wrong if it's now a powder? Zuck there, because now, and this is the key word, the Gemara says you make a Bayer Priyate. Why? B'milsayu Kaimi Kedemi Kara. An apple's an apple. Who cares if you made it into applesauce? Ah, Zokti Trumas Hadeshen. If that's the case, let's say you made it into a different form. You made it into a powder. You made it into a liquid. It's not Bimilsayu Kaimi. That's not an apple anymore. And that's the way the Ramah paskins. Believe it or not, the Mechaba in Reish Beis says that we paskin any way that you process it, you make a Bayer Priyate. The Ramah quote this Trumas Hadeshen, and the Ramah says, no, we paskin like the Trumas Hadeshen, and Taka, if you change the form, if you totally change the form, the bracha becomes a shakoil niyabitvari. Now let me just give you a mashal, I guess you could relate to this a little better. Someone told me, I'm not going to say which food chain he works in, but he works in one of these big corporations, and he makes his part of his job was potato kugel. Okay? Now, this will remain nameless, but this product X potato kugel is a perfect mushal of this machlaikis of Trumas Hadeshen. He told me, I couldn't believe it, but he told me he does it for years. After they take the potatoes, they put it in a grinder that spins 200 times per minute. Okay? Not even that much, rather, but if you know the Matthias. But anyhow, he says it gets so ground up that they don't take the metzias, I don't know how you call it, the batter. Like in your house, you take a pot, you shep out the batter to put it into the pan, the bekala. They use hoses. Like you water your garden. That's the metzias. It's so watery, the thing is so watery, the mixture is so watery, they have to spray it with a spray. That potato kugel, product X, is a shakal nebidvar. Because that was pureed, that was liquefied, and that's not bimilsayu kaimikidmikar. If you take a potato when there are pieces, okay, that's adam. But you take a potato, you make it into such a liquid, you have to spray it with a water hose, that's a metzias of a liquid. That would be a vadai shakal nebidvar.
I can't know which company that is. What's the seller?
Does it say shakal?
Maybe it changed. Okay, it happens in Yilmaz. I don't know if it changed. He told me this around 3 years ago. Maybe it changed. Okay. Listen, I'm not getting involved in the Matthias. I'm just telling you, he happened to work there. He worked there many years ago, but he told me this a few years ago. Maybe it changed? Okay. Is that true? Now, that's a good question. I'm sorry, Chaim, that's a good question. The answer is, the name of the game here in this sugi is B'milsayu Kaim Akademi Akara. A very tasty meal of a potato kugel is not a potato. It's a very tasty kugel. But no one's going to say that a potato kugel, because you put it in the oven and you baked it, it became a potato. The name of the game is that those words of the Gemara, B'milsayu Kaim Akademi Kara, is it true it's a potato or is it in a different form? One second. So what the understanding of the Trumas Hadeshen, which I believe, what's the lumbus of Trumas Hadeshen? Who cares if it's now a different form? It's this we spoke about last week. If you change something and you ruin something and you make it into a different metzias, the bracha goes down. I always give a mashal. Why is that? Why if you purify, you liquefy something, why if you make something impure, why is that nishtana legrayusa? So the emes is le'aleinu, if you go to nursing homes, they can even feed adults baby food. But they can't eat, right? Baby food is a very healthy food. It's a pure, whatever vegetable it may be, right? It's pure. There's no additive. There's no preservative. It's a very healthy form of the vegetable. Imagine you have a nice guest and you give him a bottle of baby food. That's very proper. That's very appealing. What's wrong? What's wrong? You gave him the pure sweet peas. It's mamish healthy and everything. The teretz is, everybody knows baby food that's pureed is not a standard geyusa. It's healthy. That doesn't make a difference. The point is, what the understanding of this Yisoid, and now we're going to get to the Halach Lamaisa, but the understanding is, when you take a potato and you make it into a powder, you make it into a liquid, you have just ruined that food. You have Nishtane Legrayusa, and therefore the bracha goes there. Well, so improving it later is only going to improve the food that's already a different bracha.
Same thing with the bread.
It's a different mitzvah. That's right. Three has the right. I know the right answer is what three just said. The Gemara says b'mosayu kaimika demikara. Is this a potato? Potato kugel is not a potato. It might be better. You're right, but it's not a potato. It's not a hadama. Hadama is on a potato. If at one form it lost its bracha, now it's a shakel. It's all over. Right. We're gonna get to Pesach. We're gonna get to Pesach. 1 second. What do you want to say, Ayin?
What is the Trumas Hadeshin adding that Rashi doesn't say?
He's explaining Rashi. I think without learning the Trumas Hadeshin, I would think Rashi is maybe Lav Dafka. I don't know.
Rashi.
Yeah, I know. You're right. That's right. Yeah, the Trumas Hadeshin is picking that's right. The Taz Hakal Rashi Lav Dafka. Wait a minute. The Svardim, incidentally, the Svardim also go with Ramos Psak. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. The Kaf HaChaim writes that. But what's the Mechaba? The Mechaba argues. The Mechaba holds on any fruit product is a Burpiates regardless of the form. The Mechaba holds our shear is totally obsolete. You don't need a whole shayla about the corn.
Is that based on the way the Rambam learns it?
It's based on the way the Taz understands Rashi is Lav Dafka. And the Rambam Mefurish holds that it's always a Burpiates. Correct.
The Rambam said Rambam
what? No. It could be no, not a drink, on a form, on a food form. No, the cornflakes we'll soon see. Potato starch, they'll make adama. Potato starch is a bad muscle. Okay, because potato starch is a binder. But
it's
the, right, it's, no, powder also the same because it's a, yeah?
The Rambam says that treatment is smear fiyat.
Correct.
Is that any different than what Rashi is saying?
Of course.
So he's saying that it does
not. Rashi would hold it only if there's some consistency that the bracha remains a burpiate. Okay, we have to move on, but I think it's vital to understand what Rashi's Yesoid is. When you changed it, you ruined it. Okay? The Trumas Hadeshen picked up the Rashi, thank you, Ari, for pointing it out, that the Taz would hold that the Bracha remains the same. Now, this is the beauty of the Sugya. Well, this is the last piece of the puzzle, but the point is, L'chayu, we have a big problem with this whole premise. Okay? There's a food which today has resurfaced, so to speak, but we haven't had it in hundreds of years. But it's important that we should be aware of this, okay? There's a food on the market that we haven't seen again, but what's called, the Paiskim speak about it, the Trumas, I'm not going to give away the name, but one of the prominent Achrayim speak about, and the name, okay, it's called Humlaisa, okay? Humlaisa. What is this Humlaisa? So the way the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you took besamim, cloves, okay? Besamim shchukim v'nimuchim legamri. You took cloves, besamim, right? It's a very, has a lot of aroma to it, it has a lot of taste. And you mamish changed it, at she'ein nikabahem to'iran harishan klal. You took the besamim, you made it into a powder, okay? Totally nishtana in gansim. Then you added naturally sugar, whatever, to neutralize the sharpness of the psalm, and you made a candy called humlaisa. Okay? Again, you took a clove, which incidentally is a bayer priates. We don't eat cloves, naturally. We make a bayer psalm on it, but it grows on a tree. You changed it totally into a powder. You added sugar, you made a humlaisa candy. According to the Trumas Hadeshin, according to us, according to the Ramah, what brach did you make on this? Of Bade Shakel, right? Mamish. It says the Farish. There happens to be a prominent place called the Trumas Hadeshin. Okay? And not the Simon Reish, Tough Reish, in Simon Choftes, that says on this Humlaisa, I was getting nervous. On this, you're looking at the same. What? This, on this Humlaisa, the Trumas Hadeshin says you make a Boyer Priate. Now, if it's a Trumas Hadeshin in a different Chalik, because somebody else knew, it's the same Simon. In the same Paisik. We can't call that a theory. I mean, he didn't, you know, what's going on here? And there are more paskins like this, whom Lysa, you make a boyer priori. And the answer is Mosuk Midrash. Zokt the Trumas Hadeshin. The Yashloima Hatam. Mishum de Urchayu Bahochi Lichtoish. Velischoi Kola Besamim. Mishum Hochi Chashivin Kaimim Bimulsayu. Zokt, and no one eats, you don't take a Besamim and put it in your mouth and suck it. The only way to eat Besamim, and this is, again, the exclusive use of Besamim, besides smelling, is grinding it and adding sugar and making a candy. That is different. That's the exception. If you're supposed to take the apples and use apples and an apple slice and an apple sauce and you make it an apple juice, that's a shackle. But if the only way to use it is by grinding it and making it into a candy, I feel it's a boyer prihoy. Now, one second. What's the svara? Who cares what it's planted for? Who cares what it's made for? Lamaisa, I made it into a powder. Why shouldn't the bracha become a shackle? The answer is Mosek Midvash. As we explained, why taka does the bracha change? Because you demoted it, you ruined it. You took a nice apple, you made it into a liquid. That's no good. But let's say the only use, the sole usage is grinding it and preparing it, so that's its milsayu. And therefore, b'milsayu kaimi, and the bracha remains a boyer priyeh. Fakert, if someone was to suck on a psamim, he would probably make a shaka, or a dhamma, right, because the bracha goes in.
Milsayu kaimi is if you turn it into a liquid or even into a powder?
B'milsayu kaimi means if it's in its original form, the bracha remains. If you ruined it, the bracha goes down.
Does that mean a liquid and a powder? Or is
either one, liquid or powder.
Powder, exactly. Is powder the actual, is it milsayu?
Of course, yes. We will soon see the mushel to powder. You know, let's wait a minute, okay? Pringles and powder potatoes is the perfect mushel to powder. But anyhow, I think the aside is beautiful. It's not, usually when you grind something, you ruined it. The one exception, which is Truma Sandeshan himself concedes, if that's what's made to use, if that's what you're supposed to use, the bracha, in fact, remains a boyer prihoy.
Where do we see that in the Gemara?
Well, he learns up in Milsayu Kaima Kedemikara, means, and that's it, the way I understood it, it makes a lot more sense. But he understood it, that since you're supposed to use it like this, that's the original bracha. I must say, our Hezbollah makes a lot, you know, is much fitter, much nicer. Mishum Duchayi B'Hachilish, right? And I think the way we explained it, it has much more meaning. If you ruin the food, the bracha goes down. If you're supposed to use it as such, the bracha remains. Now, if I were to ask you, prove it to me, that if you took only the juice, the bracha can remain bayer priyeh if you're supposed to do it like that. We should have two proofs. No, that's a shackle. No, better yet. Atazai, Shemen Zayis, thank you. And wine. So in other words, we have a whole family of products that the bracha remains. Shemen Zayis, wine, and now we have, welcome to the club, we have this candy, the humlais. Okay. Now the rest, I would say, what's that?
The difference is the candy, some of the only way you can use it is...
Correct. Okay. So the answer to that is excellent. The question is excellent. We'll speak about carrot, we'll speak about cranberries, we'll speak about everything if we have the time. But what I'm trying to tell you, Ari asked a very good question. You want to hear the question again, please?
I'm saying that the psalm is the only...
Exclusively. Okay, that's a very key word, that's true. The reason why wine is a bari priagofen, because wine is so chashev, even though you can eat it, you could also make wine, so he gave it this dual function, this dual brach.
We said with the juice on it.
The juice orange is the question. That's right, exactly. Thank you. It's not exclusive, and that's a very key word. Okay, now let's sit back and don't get hungry, but sit back and enjoy. We're going to go through hopefully as many products as time allows it, but I think the rest should be simple, but based on the aside. Crushed pineapple is a clear cut adama because they are pieces. Okay, fruit leather is a clear cut charcoal. As we said, I think last week, there's no fruit or leather in fruit leather, but basically it's pureed fruit. So it's a perfect mushel where the original puree was a shakel. Now that it hardened, does not change it. So fruit leather is a vade shakel.
Originally it was fruit?
it was fruit that was pureed. Pureed means it was made into a liquid, and then they dried it, whatever. So there's no fruit, there's no noticeable fruit. Okay. A split pea soup depends, pashut, on the metzias. If there are pieces of pea that have survived the cooking process, it's adama. Generally, I can't say generally, but very often it becomes a liquid. The bracha is a shakal. It's the ikka and it's the main. True, but now that it's in a liquid form, it's a shakal.
Depends how liquidy it is.
Yeah, I don't think that's illogical to say that depending on a cook. Kasha, by the way, kasha, incidentally, here you'll I think Moshe could verify this. Kasha is not a wheat product. That's why people on Pesach, you're allowed to have it in your house. Svardim eat kasha. It's a vegetable. It's a vegetable that's ground up. But since there are pieces to it, there are still pieces noticeable, kasha remains a bayir pri adama. Kasha is not a mezoinus. I think it's pashut, but okay. Vegetarian liver would probably depend. No, chas v'shalom. Kasha is a vegetable. I'm telling you, people confuse that.
They don't make the kasha, but then they put add flour to it.
No, it's a right.
Straight.
It's a regular vegetable kasha, no. Oh, he has a book there. Okay, he has. Okay, we'll see here in a minute. But kasha is a straight vegetable.
Right, they don't add flour to it.
No. Kasha technically a chayla could eat kasha on the ground. Kasha lepesach avada. If an African eats, we would enjoy kasha. Good kasha. Let's go by. Okay. Now, potato products is a delightful part of the shiur, but in what? Oh, I didn't say. I'm sorry. Vegetarian liver depends on the consistency. Generally, it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to see the nuts there, or else you're going to go nuts from eating it. It's supposed to be ground totally. So, vegetarian liver generally should be a shakal, although there are nuts and there are streamings, whatever. But the general bracha probably would be a shakal. Yeah. So yeah, herb, but it's not a wheat product, that's for sure. Okay, potato products in respect to the sons of Rav who made a shakal, and if anybody is aware of that, okay, so let's just mention that in passing. But we're talking about us that make adama on potatoes. Cooked potatoes, right, raw potatoes are shakal. The simplest muscle which illustrates the Gemara, highlights our Gemara, a potato chip, a potato stick, French fries, all these things are vade hadama. It's a beferishi gemara. You'll say, how does potato chips come into the gemara? To my knowledge, that's prima zuta. The gemara says a thin slice is hadama. So those potato chips, to me, is mamish the beferishi gemara prima zuta that will have enough lamates. Pringles we'll get to in a minute. Now, this I am not. I rather say I don't know than try to fool you. The Mishnah Berurah says, and this I really don't understand, but Rabbi Forrest tried to explain this to me, and I thank him for that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Mem says, in Reish Beis Sifkatan Mem, says on mashed potatoes is a vadeh hadama. Now, why that's the case? Apparently, a mashed potato, how does it become? You don't mash it if I'm cooking. So the way he explains it, Mr. Brewer says that the original form is Kayam, it has just been reshaped. Okay, you understand that, Chaim? Okay, fine.
As a finished Rashi, it's sort of in between, it's not Kalkosh Tzatz.
He told him, the way he explained it, that's right, the form of the texture of potato is as such that when you cook it, it falls apart. But it didn't become a liquid, it didn't become a powder. So it's not Merusik. It's Kotish Kshas Ve'enei Merusik. Okay? Be that as it may, I don't fully understand that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that.
The Messiah. When they blend it so much, it turns into liquid, so you see the difference in liquid.
Okay, fine. Okay, you understand that? Fine. Right. In other words, a cooked. Well, the truth is, generally, potatoes that are cooked, the mashed potatoes, is a dumb because there is consistency. You agree to that? I mean, that's the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going to argue. He said that's a clear cut adam. In other words, when you cook it and it falls apart, you didn't really. Fine, good.
The potato is not blended or pureed. It's smashed.
It's cooked. Okay, fine. Right.
It's
okay.
Mashed.
Good.
That was blended.
That was not blended. That was too much. It was with a machine. I think it was 200 times per second.
I'm sure it's cooked also.
Of course. Yeah, but that's a subsequent. Okay. Now, Le'idach Gisa, in sharp contrast to this, potato starch is a shakal. all potato starch products on Pesach, those on Ikebrach, is a Vadei Shakel. That is the classic Nishtana Tzurasei. Again, they cook the potato, and they extract the juice, and they evaporate the juice, the water, and the liquid that remains is potato starch.
Powder.
Mamish, it's called the starch, but it's a powder. Now, the Das Torah already points this out in Reish Beis Zayin, and when he speaks about potato, cooked potatoes, but the point is, potato starch is a Vadei Shakel. That's why potato product is a shakel. Okay. Now, potato kugel, you know, I heard this from Rabelsky when he was in yeshiva. They used to say it's a machlekes Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov. And then when they learned the sugya, they realized it was actually a machlekes between Rebbetzin Moshe and Rebbetzin Yaakov. That's what he told me. What's the shot? It's very simple. One Rebbetzin, I forgot what he told me this about 8 years ago. I don't remember which Rebbetzin, but they're both not here anymore, so it's not a gay halacha l'maisa. One of the Rebbetzins made it in a blender and then made it similar to our meal mat kugel. So that's a shakel. So you went to his house, he'll tell you the kugel's a shakel. The other Rebbetzin, like most women, they blend it, but there are pieces. Ah, pieces of potato that are baked into a potato kugel. It's still nikat surasai. So b'masayu kaim mekidim mikar. In other words, Chaim, what you said before, if you take a pureed potato and you bake it into a kugel, once it was a shakel, it doesn't become an old chias amesim. But if you have pieces of potato, like with everything else, that's right. Once there were pieces, we're going to get to powder in a minute. We're going to get to powder in 1 second, in 30 seconds. But the point is, potatoes that were pieces, even though it was made into a potato kugel. Oh, so you're going to say 1 second. I look at a potato kugel, I don't see pieces. Is it nicker? That's not the criteria is not if it's nicker to your eye. Are there pieces of potato? The answer is yes. Therefore, potato kugel would be adama. So therefore, your kugel and my kugel, depending on how it's made. Okay, I'm not going to make any klalim.
What's this misconception of that it's nicker? When you grew up, you always thought.
That's true. It's true.
Nicker
does not mean when I look at the potato kugel if there's a burnt crust. So It means, are there pieces of potato that are discernible that you could see in this kugel? You'll make a crust, then you'll make a chvezvas. We'll soon see. If you take breaded eggplant, okay? Small pieces of eggplant, and you bread it. It's not noticeable. But that's not, the word is, are there pieces noticeable enough? Now, for your knowledge, one of the paiskim, I don't think he's right. He's not right. But he wants to say that potatoes are made to make potato kugel. So therefore, so I think it must have made a survey in Borough Park and Williamsburg, and yeah, I researched it. The National Potato Council says the most common usage is fresh, and then French fries, and then potato chips. You hear what we're holding in America? Fresh means a whole potato, baked potato. So I haven't seen yet potato kugel. I'm telling you what they say. This is 6 years ago. Fresh. French fries and potato chips. That's what we're holding in this country. French fries is second, you know, oh, junk food. That stems with your, what's that? Okay. This is a foreign policy. Anyhow, now, the truth is, if you look at only Frimer Yidin, he might be right, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, we don't look at Daita Tahaki, we don't just judge what's doing in Borough Park and Flappers. So, at this point, now. Yeah, you go in the world. You don't go in. Right, that's why you have to.
Yeah.
See, someone told me he lived in Square in the 60s. And when Kennedy was assassinated, so the kids in Square, of course, they never heard of this Kennedy. So he said, outside from the shtetl, Square is a cleaner shtetl of Hesta America. Don't invite a president. He was shot. You know, they wanted to keep the kids confined. A cleaner shtetl. So if you live in the greater shtetl Square and you make a survey, so maybe potatoes, okay. Anyhow, let's move on. Now, latkes is the same like potatoes. If the Hanukkah season, latkes is the same like potato kugel, depending on the consistency. A very, very difficult question. I say difficult because I think the halacha should be obvious, but someone that's infinitely greater than I said differently. Is powdered potatoes, and by process of extension, we'll see it's Pringles now. The metzias of powdered potatoes, let me just clarify. There's something that I know for sure and something that I'm not sure about, but the metzias of powdered potatoes, you take the potato, you dry it, okay, and you make it into a softball, as hard as a softball, and then you ground it up, whatever, the whole processing, you took the potato and you made it into a powder, okay? You evaporate all the liquid, and it's become hard, as firm as a hardball. Okay, you make it into a powder, and then what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to add the water and cook the powdered potato. And you're supposed to have instant potatoes, powdered potatoes. They're different way, you know, yeshiva potatoes. That's really the way we associate it. But the way it's made, again, it's important. They took out, they evaporated the water. They were left with the solid mass that's called the potato. They chopped it up, they ground it up into a powder, and they sold it. You're supposed to put back that amount of water to make powdered potato. Now, to my understanding, that's mamish, a classical case of our Gemara. That, or what actually, the way the Chumash Adeshin learns, it's mamish the shtani and gansa. And that l'chayr makes a lot of sense. Now, this is what I always would have said. Rav Moshe, Rav Elsi told me, heard it me, Pekotche, Rav Moshe said the powdered potatoes is a vadei hadama because it's a beferish Gemara. I was taken aback. What's the beferish Gemara? Rav Moshe learned up our Gemara that we just learned today. And Rav Moshe said the deciding factor in the sugya is trima mahu, right? Zogti Gemara, why is trima a boyer priya eight? Bimilsayu kaim akademikar. Because right now you have an apple. So, you change it? Who cares? If you have an apple, it's a bar priyas. Rav Moshe said, what they do is they take out X amount of water. Okay? So now you have a powder. The housewife is supposed to put back the same X amount of water. So in other words, you have recreated the potato. They took out X amount of water, and you put back X amount of water. So there you have your powdered potato. Wait, one second. So therefore, Moshe said, it's a bayer pri adama on powdered potatoes. I'm just telling you, I researched this. I've heard this from Rav Moshe Rabelsky, heard it mipe katre of Rav Moshe. Wait, one second. Let me finish. In other words, we live in the era of Gilgulim. That's what tzaddikim say. A powdered potato is a bona fide Gilgul. The water was taken out, and then it had become relived with potatoes. Now, I'm very proud. I feel very honored to learn Rav Moshe, and I'm certainly not arguing Rav Moshe, but it's hard to understand. You know, once by a well-known Rav in Flappers, I'm not going to say his name, but I don't know if he wants me to quote it, he was giving a Shabbos Tshuva Drasha. How Amal, a person used to work, and Harva, there was a Melis, and today everything is instant, everything is... And he said, L'moshul, he gave a moshul. He says, people ask me, what bracha you make on instant potatoes? So he said, I would say you don't make a bracha at all, because it's not even Roy L'Achilas Kelev. That was his muscle. He said, how can people eat instant potatoes? Because they're lazy, there's no amelis. That was his point. So I always remember that thing. He says, you don't make a bracha. Are you going to tell me powdered potatoes is a regular potato that has been recreated? I don't think the Mitzvah is true. So in other words, Rav Moshe's Lamdus, of course, is true, and we're not arguing. Please, I'm not arguing. I'm honored to learn this one. But again, if this would be a potato, it's one thing. Even then we could talk like Chaim said, but it lost its bracha midstream. So then maybe Rav Moshe held, if he's supposed to recreate it, it never lost its bracha. It's a very lumdish shavon. But Lamaisa, the end result, the powdered potato is not a potato. So Rabelsky told me, of course, in yeshiva, the way they make it, they don't do it. But if you make it properly, it's supposed to taste like a regular potato. Okay, so that's the...
Blending
is the original potato. You see, I understand that...
Pureeing
is also a shtar. That pureeing potato, even if it tastes good, is a shakal.
And this is anomalous.
Rav Moshe held you recreated the original potato.
Means it went at one point it went out of anomalous.
So that's a kasha that I had. I lost the bracha. The teretz probably is, don't stop midstream. Don't stop mid-process. You're stopping mid-process. Wait, hab gedolt. You're supposed to recreate it. So you look at the bracha at the end product. That's a chedesh also. I think that's a pretty big leap. But then again, Rav Moshe's premise was that this is a regular potato. And again, I'm only questioning the mitzvah is not the halacha. I don't think... Can you make a powdered potato taste as good as regular potato? Rav Moshe? Mom's like a regular potato. Okay, if we will privilege to have Rav Moshe's food, you might make adama. But until that time, I can't understand it. Okay. Potato starch is tasteless, by the way. Potato starch is tasteless. Sure, you But a starch is always a tasteless, it's only a binder. The difference is, very simply, a powdered potato is the original potato that has been ground, sucked out the water, but the whole potato is there. Potato starch, they cook it, and the liquid that comes out of the cooking has the starch and water, and you evaporate the water, you're left with the... So it's the extract of potato, it's not the full potato. It's the extract, right. It's a just like wheat starch will soon see is also only a tasteless binder. Cooked, that's right. Okay, now one more point is the same halach. Again, all the Hilchos Brachos, many of them say powdered potatoes and Pringles is a boya pri adama. Now Pringles, I don't have to prove this, I think it should be obvious. Pringles is not, they have constructed millions of similar looking potatoes. That's not the case. Potato chips is sliced potatoes that have been fried, deep fried. So that's mamish, a original form, a piece of potato. Pringles is not the case. It's obvious, right? Pringles is made from powdered potatoes. That's the rest of it is a secret. I asked the mashgiach of the OU. He says he doesn't know himself, but he knows the ingredients. What? No. But the point is, no one knows exactly how it's made, but that's a patented way. But anyhow, it's made from powdered potatoes. They call it dehydrated potatoes, powdered potatoes, potato, flour. There's different ways of referring to it as milled, a bunch of names. The point is, it's all a l'chayra. Rav Moshe Vazi holds it's adama, because it's, yeah. I don't understand. Is Pringles taste like regular potato chips?
Yeah,
mamish?
Similar.
Similar? I think it's better. That's right, but I don't think it's... Okay. So therefore, the halacha l'maisa, I'm leaving it to, you know, Rav Moshe says adama, but I'm telling you, the minigoyim is make a shot. Absolutely. Rav Belsky told me, yes. Sure, vada adama. Same thing. And the minigoyim to make a shakal on both, and in Hilchos Brachos form that say adama is based on Rav Moshe's shak. It's not even shape of potato. It's an original form. Again, I think I'm not questioning Rav Moshe's lomdus. I think the metzias, we have to re-examine if the metzias is as such. Okay, we're moving on to corn products. And I think Rav Moshe understood that you do it properly, it tastes like a potato. Okay, fine.
No.
I don't think you could make it there, no. I think if you would change it, you would change it. Okay, corn products, again, I think I thank Reb Chaim, he showed me an article today that corn is the most used product in America. I thought that was, I knew that, but I'm happy I saw it in writing. More than any other product. And that would just substantiate the Chsam Seif and Siman Nun's question that on corn maybe the bracha should be different. But we're leaving that. Corn is a hadama. Cornmeal. In contrast to that, cornmeal is a vadei shakel. Why is cornmeal vadei shakel? It's pure 100% corn. No, this is our nishtana tzurasi. This is like corn flour, corn powder. So cornmeal, if you take cornmeal, theoretically, I'm stressing that, and you make 100% corn bread, corn muffins, malaya, right? You know what that is? No, okay. Malaya was eaten in those countries. They didn't have flour. That was the bread. They used to eat malaya. That was cornbread. If you have a pure corn product of any product, the bracha would be a shakel niya b'dvari. If you take the Quaker oats, I'm just picking as a mushroom because that we know what they're all about. They sell cornmeal, and you make corn cereal, pretty tasty cereal, would be a shakel. Farina. Hey, one second. Why is farina a mezainis? Farina is made of ground wheat. But it's changed. Wheat. Very good. So the answer is, the only exception that when something is processed, the bracha remains, is mezainis. And as we explained from the Torah, we said it a few times already in Reish Ches, wheat is the only mashal fakerzgar. If you eat a kernel of wheat, it's a hadama. It's all the processing brings it up a level. Not lowers it a notch. It's basically, okay. Right. But the point is, here the lumdus fits in so much more beautiful. Corn that's ground is changing it. It's only wheat products, faket, that changing it makes the bracha better. Okay, fine. So cornmeal is a shakel. Corn chex is a shakel. Okay? Crispix, I want to thank someone who I've never met, but someone called me. He's one of the, what we refer to as the Ace Asher Einenu Pai. He said he listened to the tapes, and he said, 2 weeks ago you said you're going to talk about Crispix next week, and he heard last week's tape, and I didn't talk about Crispix. So, I thank you for reminding me. I haven't met him yet, but the Ace Asher Einenu Pai. Crispix, I said I'm going to get back to. Crispix is a difficult issue. If you weren't zeicha to know what crispix is, let me tell you what it is. Half corn, ground corn, and half rice. Okay? Now, the brachas books, a lot of them say you make two brachas. I thank Chaim for pointing that out. You make first a mezainis on the rice pot and a hadama on the corn pot. I think there are two mistakes there. First of all, the corn pot is not hadama. To my knowledge, they don't take a piece of corn and reconstruct it. They take corn flour. So the corn pot should be a shakel. Now, to make two brachas, which Rebelsky told me, I think it's pashuk, you don't make two brachas on one food. What do? There's no rive. There's no ikka. So that's why I say it's a very good question, but I think the answer is not to make two brachas. It doesn't make sense. You can't make two brachas on one food. So the only eitzah probably would be, I said last week, to flip the crispix. If it lands on the mezainis side, but that's not a halachic option. Probably the right brach would be make a shakel. Why is that? First of all, some say on rice, b'chaya make a shakel. But the safest course of action on any suffix is to make a shakel. Now the truth is, it's very difficult because there's no ikka, there's no roiv, there's no tuffel. But I think crispix you would make a shakel, not adama. I don't know where they make adama from, because the corn is... Yeah, but it's corn that's processed. It's corn that's meal. Okay, I don't know. Okay, now... that's what I got to right now.
Is it better to make the shahakal on the milk first than before the crispix?
Whatever you want, yeah. I think so. I think it's illogical to make two brachas, and why to make adama is bichlal beyond me.
Better to make it on the milk?
No, why don't you make it... What are you afraid of making a shakal on the cereal? We have a real suffix. What's the ikka? So halacha paskins. In other words, if you don't know, so you have to call up a rav. If you don't know metzias, you have to call up the company. Here, the company's not going to help you. A rav's not going to help you. Since sheish, I'm not around that long, but since sheish may have reishis, we haven't had a food that there is no ikka, that there's no ikker in taste, there is no roiv and miyut. This is mamish 50-50. And it's not like you have you like the raisins and the peanuts, so the raisins is the ikka. Here it's a combination. So it's a good shaila, I like it, but you can't come to illogical conclusions to make two brachas.
So with
corn.
And
with the rice. Was with corn. No, with corn. No. Oh, so that's right. 50% is sugar. What?
We need it all.
Why? Because of sugar.
Right.
Okay. The Chassam Seifa, if we would have a prominent body of Rabbanim today saying to make a mezainis on corn products, I would be right behind them. I'll tell you, corn today has become the rice of yesterday.
Only in America.
Yeah, what's the difference?
So he talked about the whole world.
Okay, it could be. Okay. But as I want to finish this, I like the issue, just to hold on for a few moments. But as we will see, many products, whether we know or not, have corn as a prominent ingredient. Corn flakes. Rav Moshe in Tavshin Yotes in Evan Ezra, Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Yudalid. A tshuva, it's a favorfin, in Evan Ezra, Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Yudalid, 1959, was asked on the cereal cornflakes. Why do I stress the date? Because in those days it was a novelty. Cereal was a pretty, recently new type of thing. So Rav Moshe said, well, cornflakes is Lashin, and I'll read the Lashin. Since it's not nikah haperi, you should make a shahakal. In other words, Rav Moshe held that cornflakes is a good example of our Gemara. It has been thoroughly changed. It's not nikah the peri, and the bracha goes from adama to a shakal. Now that l'chayra in our times is not the case. Why? So I have to tell you a little bit of information. There is only, to my knowledge, there's only two different brands that make the cornflakes this way. To quote them, they pass pieces of corn, they take the whole corn, and they pass it between two rollers, Okay, rollers, as you see in the street, that they roll the streets, you know, they tar the streets, that type of rollers. And that presses these pieces of corn and makes it into a flake. Okay? Picture taking a piece of corn and riding over it with an 18-wheel tractor. So naturally, it's going to be reshaped into a thin piece, a flake. Then you take that flake and you cook it. You toast it, you make corn flakes. Rav Moshe was talking about such a corn flake. And Rav Moshe, in a subsequent tshuva printed in the Torah Vahira, Rav Moshe said, I must retract my original psak. And he says, Rav Moshe, and this is printed in Chaveres Beis, and he says, since it wasn't ground and it wasn't pulverized, rather it was reshaped, the bracha is adama. Aye, why? Primera atazai. It's the Gemara of Primerava, Primazuta, and it's Rashi's diyuk. It's not merusik legamri. It was reshaped. If you take an eggplant and you take a thin slice and you show someone, it might resemble a piece of paper more than an eggplant. But that's irrelevant. If this is the original corn that was not either ground or pulverized, it's a hadama. It was flattened. So Rav Moshe says, therefore on corn, on kelag, why am I stressing bran, you'll soon see, on kelag and post-toasties, the bracha is hakada. Now, I'm not sure about the kasha of those products, but most cornflakes today, with the exception of kelag and post-toasties, are made in a different manner, and the bracha will be different. They take corn, and they grind it into cornmeal. They call it cornmeal, corn flour. They have a bunch of different names. It could be called milled corn. All of this basically is corn that has been changed into flour. They make these flakes, and then with these flakes, they toast them a similar way. What bracha is that? Vadei shakel, because the shtanel tzurasa in ganzen. I was recreated into a flake. First of all, that's not a piece of corn. That's like sugar and malt, whatever the flavoring. So most corn flakes today, the bracha is a shakel. The notable exception, because it was rolled, is Kellogg's and Post-Toast. Popcorn is a Vadei Hadama for two reasons. First of all, number one is, it's the original form. I was popped, who cares? The Debetzin Rav and Chelik Beis, Simon Yud Beis and Ber Moshe says another reason, and he's right, of course. Popcorn, even if you want to say it's not Nikatsu Rasai, it is. Again, even theoretically, it's not Nikatsu Rasai, the bracha is by a Pri Adama. Why? Because it's grown expressly to make popcorn. You'll say, what? You grow, there are seven varieties of corn on the market. They grow seven varieties of corn. Only one can be used for popcorn. If you buy corn and you dry it and pop it, it's not going to help. There's a special variety of corn that is made to be made popcorn. That type of popcorn is not the adaita da'achi to make popcorn, and therefore the bracha is automatically a bayir pri adam. Okay, so we're left with two issues I would like to cover. One of them is the fruit products. When does the bracha on fruit products change? So that clear, apple sticks, dehydrated apple snacks, dried fruit, we're coming soon to Tu B'Shvat. Any fruit in the original form, even if it was cut and dried, and you can't, like they serve in the yeshiva, they have the fruit bag, you can't even tell what it is, that's a material. If it's the original fruit, the bracha is a bayir pri eitz or bayir pri adama, depending what it is. If you ground it, if you take an apple and you made it into apple sauce and there are no pieces, then the bracha is a shakel. Cranberry sauce, cranberry juice, is very interesting. Someone told me, and he's not right, someone said that cranberries are planted, are grown exclusively to make cranberry juice. Yeah? If that fact would be correct, then cranberry juice might be a bayir pri eitz. Why do I say might? Because according to Tosfos, it's not true. But might be a bayir pri eitz. The fact is not that. The Maaseh, they have cranberries, it's crazenberries today, cranberry juice, cranberry sauce. Perhaps, I once checked it up, maybe today it's changed, but 60 or 70% of the produce of cranberries is to make juice. But the name of the game, as I said earlier, is exclusively. If the only intended usage is to make juice, we could talk. Cranberries are grown to eat also, and therefore cranberries, granted the bracha, I once went through it. I came out of Sabari Pri Eitz, and so Rabbi Foss also does, but Rabbi Badman, in his book, says it's Adama. So I leave that as a suffix.
What is?
Cranberries. I don't know. I went through this barichas, and it grows on a tree, yeah, but he has a whole chesed why. I never understood it. I would make an eight, but he says Adama. Okay. The Shari Raka is a very interesting question, because today we have soy products, there's soy latkes, there are soy meat, there are soy everything. That might be a bayre pre Adama. Can you imagine making Adama on ice cream? Making Adama on a soy frankfurter? And it's true, because soy is Adama. Soy, just like everything else, Adama. But since it has been changed so dramatically, it therefore soy product is a shackle. Now, no one's going to tell me that they grow soy to make soy franks. That's ridiculous. They use soy for different products, so soy product is a shackle. Tchina and halava, what's the yichus of it? Where does it come from? No? Sesame. Sesame is Adama. But if their piece is noticeable, like in a sesame bar, you can make Adama. But halava and tchina, the bracha is, well, it's changed, the bracha is shackle. Okay, two last questions I want to leave you with. I don't give homework usually. I'm sorry. Chumas is also shaka for that reason. Falafel balls, depending if there are pieces or not, that's the mitzvahs. Two questions that I'm still uncertain about. One, I have more of a suffix than the other. But one question is on Pesach, when you have the macaroons. So I don't want to make you lose your appetite. I hope you forget till Pesach comes. But I think 70%. Of any macaroon, chocolate chip, coffee, anything you buy, 70% is plain old coconut. No, it's coconut. Now, again, I hope you forget till Pesach, but the metzias is on macaroons, if you chew it without swallowing it, it probably will last you at least till Shavuos. You know what I'm talking about? There are pieces of macaroon that 70%, I think even more, 80% of a macaroon, regardless of the flavor, is coconut. My question is, do you have to make a Bayer Priya Eitz on coconut, on macaroons, regardless of what the flavoring is? It's all, 70% is coconut, and there are pieces there. Coconuts are eights, of course. Why don't you make a Bayer Priya Eitz on the coconut? I'm sorry, on the macaroon? And I'm not sure exactly why not. What? It's a good question. Yeah? Okay, fine. Question number two. What? What's the yikka? Coconut. I want to finish on time. No other quick questions. Question number two. I am not alone in my uncertainty. Of Shlomo Zalman and Tshuva writes, for 40 years, you see, as I have to tell you, for 40 years I have this question. What's the right bracha on chocolate? Now, why should I even think about chocolate? So let me tell you a little secret. Chocolate grows, comes from a cocoa bean. Now, that's part of the Olam HaShekha. A cocoa bean grows on a tree. Why it's called a bean if it grows on a tree? That's beyond me. But it grows on a tree. Cocoa bean grows on a tree. L'chaira, a chocolate in all forms should be a bayre pri ha'etz. It's nishtana tsurasai in a big way. The answer is it's grown exclusively l'chaira to use it. So if I were to ask you, why should I make a bayre pri ha'etz on chocolate? You know what the intelligent answer would be? Shumasadeshen and a Ramah in Reish Beis. This is the contemporary Humlaisa. Just like Humlaisa you make a shaka because it's grown for that, chocolate should be an eighth because it's grown for that. Oh, so I don't know why Rabbi Yashiv is noted to make a Bar Pri eighth on chocolate. Now let me just throw out the Sveikis and maybe next week we'll come back to it. I spoke to Rabbi Forst from the Pisachei Halacha, so he said the answer, which is not the answer, because chocolate always was used as a liquid, to hot cocoa, chocolate milk. So a drink is always a shackle. So people in their minds associated chocolate with drinks. So I said, well, today we eat it. He goes, you're right, I'm just telling you. Well, let me finish, 1 second. It's not a good answer. I once gave a share many years ago, and Mr. Lieber, a very Erlich Hayid, the owner of Lieber's Chocolate, so if his last name is Chocolate, he knows about chocolate. He doesn't own it anymore, incidentally. He told me what he thinks the answer is. Chocolate is not grown exclusively to make chocolate. They use it in cakes. They use it in drinks. Yeah, so I asked him, so what are you driving at? So he said, it has to be not the adaita dahaki exclusively. So since it's made as a maska, okay. I think the best answer I heard this last year, whenever I give a share, I like to mention this. Someone told me the metzias. Again, he told me the metzias. The metzias of chocolate, the ikar is not the chocolate. Very little of regular chocolate is chocolate. It's cocoa, it's sugar, it's other flavor. The real expensive chocolate that you probably never have is mostly chocolate, but it doesn't taste like our chocolate. To make it taste so tasty, the ikar is not even the chocolate. So in other words, it's true, cocoa and chocolate is a bar-pre-ate, could be, but the ikar of chocolate bars is not the chocolate. That's why Lamaisa, until further notice, we do make a shackle on chocolate. Have a nice week. Could be. Oh, one second. Plain cocoa is not a bar-pre-ate because it's not the way to eat plain cocoa.